Adventure. Adverse. Advertisement. Advocate.
Oh, ho!
Aesthetic. Affluence. Affront. Aga Khan.
This is Bud Good. This is Bud Good, and I'm on the special remote mic, and I'm going back into the warehouse now to talk to the member of the Chopping Channel that you never hear from, Wobbly. Wobbly is the man on the chopper doing the chopping, and I'm working my way back here to the warehouse, and there he is, Wobbly, in his little cubicle, chopping music as I speak. Now let me work my way through the many cartons and boxes full of music here, winding my way through the narrow little paths that we have in the warehouse here, filled to the brim with music of every sort. Wobbly, it's so nice to see you again.
Hello, you don't let me out.
Now, many of our listeners here on the Chopping Channel want to know, how is it? How do you do it? How do you spend the whole night sitting there chopping our music for us?
You've removed every part of me that I don't know how to do it.
Yes, 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 I know. It's very exciting. Now,
I have no life.
Let's start with the equipment. What kind of equipment are you using to chop this music?
You've covered it all in tape. Not even I know what I use to make this stuff.
Well, let's have sort of a demonstration now.
Blank. The process is unavailable.
You put it into the machine, is that right?
Yes, I guess.
And then you press the buttons, or pull the levers, turn the knobs, whatever it is you do.
I think that they're buttons and
Well, let's have an example right now. Wobbly's going to show us how he chops this music. First, we'll start out with an absolutely normal piece of music. And he's going to now put it into the machine.
You know this song, of course. You know this song?
Yes, I know this song.
Of course. Oh, you better get some work. Something kick.
There you see it. There you see the music going through the machine and coming out the other end completely chopped. And here, over on this end of the machine, is the packaging. Completely shrink-wrapped and sealed for your protection. Well, that's about it here at the... I'm going to leave you now, Wobbly. You just keep chopping, and I'm going to work my way back out onto the soundstage of the Chopping Channel. That was an extremely interesting demonstration. I hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll be right back with the weatherman, who has some more homemade music tips for you. Just a moment. Thank you, Wobbly. You've made this segment certainly one of the most exciting segments on the Chopping Channel. Extremely amusing. It's very nice to speak to you. Thank you. Thank you. block away from all that and get back to my position here in front of the cameras.
I have to go to the bathroom. Is that all right?
That number's on your radio screen right now. 848-4425. The weatherman is going to the bathroom, if anyone's interested. And in just a moment, he'll be back with the...
You're listening to 94.1, The Chopping Channel.
Jimmy, get back to your homework.
Hey, I like that song. Your pills were supposed to help you concentrate. Just leave me alone.
Alive. I was wondering if maybe you could...
I'd rather die than go to school.
Those of us who came in late, give us something to work with.
All right, this is the Chopping Channel, here till 5. This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I'm here, I'm Bud Good with Wobbly, who you just heard, and the jet black hair people, Velma Wilmer Rorana.
Ron. That's all right. I just had a second helping of Metamucil, and I'm ready for the last hour and 15 minutes of our
remember
show.
That? Boy, that was a good part of the show.
It was. Every time you said it, I got moist and warm inside. Oh, there it goes again, that horrible feeling.
Just waiting for the weatherman to return for one more round from the weatherman's homemade music corner.
It really is astonishing watching Wobbly manipulate three different machines to create the Chopping Channel music which we offer for you in this context. I must say, it is truly an awe-inspiring display and certainly worth more than the paltry sums that we charge here on the Chopping Channel.
And while we're waiting for the weatherman to get through taking his dump or peeing all over the place, whatever he's doing in there, we have a special this hour on weatherman songs. As you know, the weatherman is quite a vocalist. He's done a lot of work in that area, and we have it here for you tonight.
Here is an example of the loud heart sound in an 11-year-old boy. Ventricular systole will occur with mitral incompetence.
I'm gonna sing now.
There's no other possibility. No other possibility. The weatherman having returned from his soiree.
I'm back now.
You think you can do that?
I'm debating on what thing I want to try next. I think I might have to go back into the bathroom again because I got to fill this bowl full of water before I can do the next item. So let me do that. I'll be back.
Stop.
Stop, that's what I mean. It's those quick little notes that are difficult, isn't it?
Well,
come on, people, let's all die. That's it.
Well, well,
okay, I'm back now.
There he is. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Explain to the people at home why you brought the bottle of Prel shampoo that I've watched so artfully drip down the interior of the bottle slowly over time.
Well, you can make a funny noise with the bottle when it's almost empty.
Yes. And well, that's not quite empty. You'd have to shampoo that beautiful long hair of yours many, many times
yeah.
in the course of the show to use it up to make the noise.
Probably, but I think I can probably do the noise. I don't know if it'll be very good.
The correct word is...
Well, as you can hear by the sound of our laugh boxes,
well,
it's time for another Weatherman's Homemade Music Corner. And tonight, Weatherman, what are we going to get into next?
Well, I think I'm going to do several things.
These are all things that people can do at home to make their own music at no cost.
And I'm going to have the microphone up pretty loud and be kind of far away from it, so everybody...
Well, what equipment are you using on this first demonstration?
Okay. This is going to be a bicycle horn underwater.
All right.
Let me adjust this wire here. I want to get the microphone as close as possible to the bicycle horn.
Now, are these horns commonly available in bicycle stores?
I think so.
Anyone could have this. Anyone could get this. And, of course, water. Water's everywhere.
So you can hear it. It's I got a big bowl here, and I've just got the horn in here. But you got to get the water up in the horn. So let me see if I can start getting it up into the bulbous part.
The motor on your SP whatever is certainly interfering greatly with the sound of your
yeah,
bowl.
Yeah, I know. That's the darn zip drive. Let
yes.
me... Boy, that's a sensitive microphone.
So
that's
loud.
Been the problem. The mic gain is too sensitive, and it's got no adjustment on it.
Well, by moving it away, I think you actually made it a lot better right there.
I probably did. Oops, I almost dropped it in the bowl. I can still hear that damn thing.
Much better, though.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can get water up into the bulbous part. That's pretty good, isn't it?
I am fainting.
Velma, are you videotaping this for posterity?
Oh, I forgot all about that. Hold on.
Woe is me.
This horn doesn't want
to
work very good.
Often we get the weatherman down here at the station.
I am fainting.
Dipping his horn into water. I'd like to have a picture of it.
Woe is me.
There it is. There's the sound.
Can't get the water up in the bulbous part. I think I just got water on the microphone. I don't guess it's going to hurt anything.
The documented broadcast at the same time,
bud. There it goes.
That's not it.
I think it did it a little bit. There, it's trying. Look at all this water kind of came out another place here. What a funny horn.
Is the answer.
Ha ha ha!
It did it again. This water keeps coming out where it shouldn't be, but that funny, almost musical tone is what I'm trying to make it do. The water actually vibrates inside the horn. Damn.
Well, I would say, Weatherman, that spectacular as this is, the range, musical range, is a bit limited.
What do you do? Want me to press that button?
And so maybe we should move on now.
What's going on here?
To our next very special demonstration.
Let me try it once more here real quick.
All right. He is fascinated with this particular device.
That's a nice bass sound. There it goes.
Yes, that was new. That was different.
I think I'm making it do it. Yeah. That's pretty good.
This is
it's working now.
But okay, hang on. Let's sample.
This is obscene.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's working.
Look at him pump that bicycle horn.
Yeah. That's pretty good. All right, I'm getting tired.
So am I, Weatherman, and I think we have enough of that on tape to sell probably, you know, for a long time to come. Let's now move on. Away from the water, Weatherman.
Well, I'm going to use the water again because it involves my...
Oh, you are.
This other thing. And then after I do this part, I'm going to have to take a break, but there'll be one more thing after this. But one more thing with the water here.
Well, that will have to... You know, we're edging up towards four, and that's noise barn time.
I know. Well, maybe we'll have to skip it, but...
Well, let's see if we can rush in another one in this particular segment.
All right.
What will you be using next?
Well, I have discovered that over the years, a certain type of shampoo, particularly Prel Concentrate...
Oh, this is my favorite.
When you get down near the end, where there's just a little bit left in the bottle, you can make a funny noise. So I'm going to see if I can do that with my Prel Concentrate bottle. It's actually a little bit different. They stopped manufacturing it for a while, and they don't call it concentrate anymore, but I'm wondering...
Now.
There, I just opened it. If it'll still make that funny noise. I'm gonna have to waste a little shampoo. I'm gonna kind of squirt it into the water here and see if it does this. So here we go. My Prel Concentrate bottle. That's not quite doing it. It's a little thinner than it should be.
It's amazing, yes. Of course it's amazing. But this is just a normal plastic Prel shampoo bottle. Anyone can do this.
Yeah, it's real easy. And I think I got some water in this, and it thinned it a little bit, so it's not working as well as it could.
For best results, how much shampoo do you have in the bottle?
Usually less than an inch in the bottom of the bottle. I've got a little more than that, and it's a little bit thinner. So it doesn't work too good. You got to get it right a little bit in the spout and then squeeze it hard. Kind of makes this farting sound.
The studio is beginning to take on a new scent.
An amazing smell. It's
Yeah, my shampoo, my Prel Concentrate
it's
bottle.
Sort of like shampoo. It's somewhere between shampoo and an abattoir. Not the most pleasant smell.
It's actually kind of sexy when you think about it.
It looks sexy from this vantage point, other man, let me tell you. I don't even want to tell you what it looks like. You can guess.
Well, it's pretty thick. I don't think it's what you're thinking.
Well,
did they have to make it milky white? That really is the kicker, isn't it?
Actually, there is a shampoo that's like that. Ivory.
Pantene.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Pantene.
Although I like Pearl Concentrate best. Get a little more here. Oh my God! All over the place, all over the microphone.
We've had an accident.
Not serious. You just got bubbles on the microphone. Nothing
That's
special.
A great big waste.
Hey, be careful with that horn. It's very loud.
You know,
hey,
that's
watch
kind
it.
Of like a big egg.
All right, could you reach in one of those bags and get a paper towel?
Yes.
Quickly.
Got
water on the SP-808. We can't have that.
I see the weatherman's homemade music corner has become a little sticky.
All right.
It looks like a giant egg with a yolk in the middle.
I'm kind of, yeah, it does a little bit now. I think I'm done with the shampoo, but I've got to dump this water, and I'm just wondering if there'll be time for one more when I come back. Do you think we can do any
more?
Could
you do a little singing really fast?
Right now?
Into the microphone? Quickly. Thanks.
All right. Was that okay?
I have to sing again.
Okay. I'm going to turn my microphone down and dump out my shampoo and my water, and then I'll be back, okay? See you later.
This is a kind of entertainment I sure do like.
Wrong.
Let me give everybody a prediction.
Go ahead.
6 months from now.
Wrong. Is the answer.
I gotta tell you right now. You wanna get a Gem Mint 10 Charizard at $49. We will honor this price for this segment only.
Bring you something different.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. The time is 4:01.
It's the Chopping Channel.
Have I got time to do anything else, or do you need to go on? And if you let me do one more thing, I have to hook something up here and have the other microphone.
I hope you'll join in the noise barn.
Oh, yeah, I'll be able to do that. But give me the word. Can I hook this up or not? It'll take about 2 or 3 minutes to make it go.
Go ahead and do it.
Yes, go ahead, weatherman.
I'll get it set up. You'll need to turn on the regular microphone because I got to plug a different thing in.
Is it there now?
It's already on.
And whether or not we should continue listening to you guys, because
here's your score, zero.
That is it. What we are doing is we are giving you 10 different holofoil and rare cards.
Research is up to the University of Louisville in Louisville, Kentucky. Department Institute for Research in Silver Spring, Maryland, and elsewhere.
By thinking anything else, because Sean and I call it a practice piece because it's great for reenactments and great for anyone out there who would like to practice their martial arts without... Sean says practice the cottas. Okay? And regardless, it's the martial arts. And if you would like to practice those, you don't want to spend a couple or $300 and take a chance on damage.
I think I'm ready now. We're real close to it.
Yes. I know I'm not the only one who does this, and you'll do it the next day all the time.
Your body is not you. Your body is not you.
Let me fix something here and it'll sound better.
And then we're dealing with an intangible. We're dealing with an intangible.
Yes, Wobbly's vibration.
Now, what is the equipment involved in this demonstration?
Okay, this is the oven grill from the broiler out of my stove.
Mine.
Oh, it's very sensitive. The whole table's got it.
I've got to go into the tone control and roll off the bass before it'll work good.
We're dealing with an intangible.
So let me see here. Take this way down.
Mind.
Up.
Yellow.
Okay.
Towering over your head!
Oh no, William Shatner.
Yeah, the mic preamp is too sensitive, but let's see. Working a little bit. Let me try a different effect on the oven grill. This is a little more technical, though. You have to get a piezoelectric buzzer from Radio Shack. They used to sell them as microphones, but I think the buzzer will work. And you attach a wire to the diaphragm, and then you kind of prop it up on this grill. I'm going to see if I can put this on a different way so it's not so much in contact with the table.
Techno-Edge.
You are listening to the Weatherman's Oven Grate.
Oven grill.
Oven grill.
But it is a great grill.
Yeah.
Some people go out and spend hundreds or thousands of dollars buying musical instruments. It is no longer necessary.
There's another call coming in. Look at that. Look at that.
If you have an oven, you have all you need to make music like this.
This is always just one of those moments that lights the phones up on the chopping channel. And here you are on the air with the Weatherman's Oven Grate. I'm sorry, grill. Grate.
There's no one there.
Now I've got the effects in. Now it's working. Ah, yeah, this is much better now.
Very good.
This is Techno-Edge.
Got the delay on the high pass filter and maximum feedback.
You mean that you can tell by the music I listen to what I am? Exactly.
That we can put an item on the air at $449. And I can tell you, if I sold this item at people, I know this is too good to be true.
You know what?
Out of tune.
You know what?
Out of tune and lost in the counterculture.
If you're in here, it's not clever enough.
And if you're watching the show, then you must be unconscious.
If you're in here, it's not clever enough. You know what you need?
Well, have you had enough? I actually had one more little thing.
You thought I was kidding, but listen to that, folks. That's all from an oven grate. Absolutely costless. Comes with the oven. Comes with the kitchen. Available to anyone, anytime you aren't cooking.
You need a Holy Ghost enema. Get how crazy that is! Right up your spirit! That is fortune! I'm right for Ben Lane.
Tell me the kind of music you like to listen to. You tell me the kind of music you like to listen to.
Oh my God!
You tell me the kind of music you like to listen to. And the kind of music you like to perform. And I'll tell you what kind of person you are. See, now what is this?
Okay. Have you had enough? That's the oven grill.
Vibrate.
Yes, and thank you, Vibrate. Weatherman. That was truly amazing. Vibrate.
And I go out with my little music box.
Vibrate.
And finally,
Vibrate.
The little
line this up.
Music box.
Yeah, this is what my grandmother had ever since I can remember. So here it goes. I'm just going to play it normal. See if it'll go through the SP-808 on the contact microphone. I've never done this before. This
could see if everything Buck and I tell you about.
I gotta wind it a little more. It's gonna stop. So here it goes. I'm gonna wind up, and then I'm gonna try to feed it through on the contact microphone, just like I did the oven grill. It's actually quite a lot of vibration here. Let's just see if it picks it up. Okay, the microphone is on the music box.
Okay, give me just about 10 seconds of just the music box.
Oh, you want it just straight then. I didn't know you were... Okay, hold
Techno
on.
Techno Edge.
Let me make sure the effects are... No, they aren't. I can't cut the effect. Let me see
here.
That's fine. Oh, all right. Boy, that is weird.
Vibration level 2.
Really weird. Isn't this fun?
begun on the Chopping Channel.
I guess that's how it started.
Yes, it's 4 o'clock, and that's noise barn time.
Well, that's about 4:16 you, bud, but we know.
And yes, it's past noise barn
it's
time.
Noise barn time, noise now, barn time.
I think that most of the musical wimps out there have passed out, and it's time for...
I stopped it.
The Noise Barn. This is the segment of the Chopping Channel in which we sell you noise. I don't hear anything.
Well, that's because everyone left the room except little David and me.
Well, isn't that convenient?
And the reporter from the newspaper who doesn't play anything at the moment.
All right, then allow me to start.
Begin the Noise Barn.
We'll be right back.
Doesn't sound like noise to me. It sounds like silence.
Well, we're back now after our complete inventory of Noise Barn material. If you're interested in any of that, please let us know.
Phone's ringing. Phone's ringing.
Good hello.
Too late.
Oh, he's too late. He's way too late.
Might be a she. Girls live in the Noise Barn, too.
Well, we have a half hour left to the Chopping Channel here, and just wondering, Weatherman, are you there?
We're not up.
Oh, that's right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
It's the Chopping Channel.
Here's an example of the loud heart sound in an 11-year-old boy.
Let me switch back here. I don't hear it yet. It's not.
But I was also ready for the little Noise Barn action, but I didn't get buzzed in.
Well, you must understand that during the Noise Barn segments here on the Chopping Channel, we're all extremely busy pumping out as much noise as we can. We don't even look over to the phone.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I had a kind of a picture in my head.
There is a definite desire to take part, to participate in what's going on.
Example of a careless bit first heart sound recorded at the lower sternum in a 5-year-old child.
No other possibility.
Attention should be focused on the first heart sound. A loud physiological third heart sound is audible after the second sound.
To say that I found it to be one of the most idiotic segments I've ever listened to in radio.
And finger popping. Tachycardia, ventricle starts contracting, loud.
I see, I feel like you're asking for the cliff notes of tonight's show. Spelled out what we were trying to do. I don't think we can really, I have to break it down, you know, or to even think that we've, you know, put that kind of forethought into the...
I guess because you guys are allowed to sit in front of the microphone, somehow maybe that makes you feel like you are special, or somehow you have special appeal to those of us who are sitting out here in radio venues and are forced to listen to your idiotic drivel, and you're wasting our time. Maybe. So I guess basically I'd like to say, please shut up.
Man, answer me honestly. Am I going to be happy with the numbers on this one? Because if this isn't blowing it up, I don't know whatever will.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blown away. You're going to say I should have bought them all myself.
Here's an example of the lullaby sound in an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, because you're really an idiot now.
Immediately.
That makes you feel... I've had enough. I give up. It off, you know, and I hope that's what anyone else is listening to do. If there are anyone else out there listening,
well,
which I'd be really surprised.
Instead of bombarding us with this negative energy, like
that's what I'm responding to, is the negative energy that I was dialing down my radio dial, and I find the negativity the ego moronic dribble that you are putting out.
So what would you suggest? You
said,
Certainly get tragic people calling us up here on the Chopping Channel. These are recordings we got in our answering machine last week. Mark Hostler's answering machine messages on the air, I guess, huh?
Oh, Peter. Some kind of continuity with history, to get out to the tyranny of the new, to try to break away from the tyranny of the new. And so I think one of the things that quaintness does is it allows us to register a protest, and I think it's a very artificial kind of protest, but it allows us to register a sort of protest against a world that has been purged of time.
Well, this is not your choice. People are giving me notes here. Is this your choice? No.
Yep, the final 15 minutes of the Chopping Channel.
Usable music.
Or special. I'd like to restate that you guys are basically, you were putting out.
Wait, no more phone calls.
Dribble.
Is beyond my means will actually interfere with something else that I want.
Thank you.
you of any... Oh, wow! In the video, automated. Beeps go with every little tiny light. Beeps go with every little tiny light. In the video. Beep. To this beep language. Beep language. The message. Here we go.
What do we got?
Here we go. We're gonna get a shot of it.
Save the tops of the packages, because that's the way to corral yourself some mighty fine free prizes.
Hello and welcome to the 7th edition of Your TV, on KUCI 88.9 FM Irvine. Irvine's own Cacophonious 3-hour hell ride. So anyway, just keep it tuned for the next few hours if you can, or if you'd be able to notice the difference or whatever. And perhaps you get 7th edition of KUCI. Hell ride, hell ride, hell ride. Show has no particular theme in tonight, the whole purpose of which, perhaps staring at a blank cacophonious...
Talk to you about the prizes, but first I'd like to talk to you about our club.
What do we got?
We're going to get a shot of it.
Call it our club because I know you want to join. Boy or girl who's interested in clean living, outdoor exercise, and seeing that the underdog gets a chance, then you certainly belong to the Buck Jones Club.
A bunch of cluttered topics and ideas, so...
The chopping channel is almost over. This is Bud Good saying so long for all of us here at the chopping channel. Wobbly, the jet black hair people, Velma Wilnyamuhumwa, and the weatherman, our special guest here on the chopping channel tonight.
We hope you'll be back with us here on Over the Edge in 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks away. And stay tuned for First Light right here on KPFA. This is KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. And that's all. What can we say?
Don't stop doing it.
Thank you, Weatherman. Are you still there? Nah. Is he still here?
He's out in the hallway.
He's right here.
Don't stop doing it.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just as dumb as ever, just fiddling with my plastic bags. It's probably going to take about half an hour. And then when I get home, out comes the alcohol. Everything's going to get cleaned.
Oh, cleaned.
You're darn right.
I thought you were referring to a little sleep aid there.
Oh, I might do that, but cleaning is first. And then I'm going to get on the Yahoo Fight Room and let them have it with Useless Seedless.
And I understand, Weatherman, that you're going to be with us next month on, what is it, the 21st?
I think so.
For a special Pastor Dick show.
Yeah, that ought to be fun.
A special Pastor Dick show. It's been a long, long time. And we will be covering the subject of death metal.
And I don't know anything about that.
From the religious perspective. But I'm sure you can throw in a few things about goth.
I probably will, unfortunately.
All right, we've got to go.
All right, good night, good morning, whatever.
Good night.
Here we go.
What do we got?
This is Ninetales.
Ninetales.
Look at this.
Stay tuned. On with the show.
This is a tough
are exposed to this music. This is what they like.
Oil.
To create is divine. To reproduce is human. Man Ray.
Thank you.